Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Hey guys, make sure to go to the episode description and check out our sponsorship deals. Our sponsors help keep Make Spidey Famous Again free to download, and they'll hook you up with great deals on stuff you love, stuff you need, and cool gifts for your friends and family.
Before we start today's episode, let's give a shout out to the new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. That is not starring Heidi. Scary Mommy is a community of millions that shares hilarious and unfiltered pregnancy and parenting advice for imperfect parents. And now they have launched a new podcast, Scary Mommy Speaks. It is everything you love about Scary Mommy, straight from the mouths of women who know that parenting can be a mother.
We are excited about this new podcast. They take everything from the pop culture to post-baby sex, surviving family vacations, introducing pets to your family, infertility, and even dealing with your in-laws. So, if you're owning motherhood, check out
Scary Mommy Speaks.
Download and subscribe from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Scary Mommy Speaks. What do I need to do? Heart. I don't know if it's working. Oh my God. Okay. Can't even breathe.
Welcome to the Make Spidey Famous Again podcast. That is really freaking late. We are so sorry. It's been a pretty crazy week. And
I thought you meant late at night that we're doing it. Should I shut the door? I think that's probably too loud. I know it's nice.
Okay.
So people are going to like, why are we using good microphones if we have the ocean banging in the back? Oh my God, I can't even breathe. Oh my God, I thought Gunner just fell out of a bed and was screaming.
Okay.
And it was the stupid toilet going off, the broken toilet. Who knew a toilet could even scream?
I had no idea. So we are up in Santa Barbara, where we used to live for 6.5-7 years.
This is definitely not a morning commute podcast, because we would be whispering. This is the go to bed ASMR podcast, because we can't wake Gunner up.
Yeah, and I forgot the monitor, so I'll just be running back and forth. So we decided late last night, this morning, that we are coming because Spencer's mom broke her leg. And we weren't able to come up earlier this week because we were working and filming and a bunch of stuff. And then Spencer's older sister was here, and then she left today. So we came up today to see her. Yeah, it's been a really crazy day.
So, what type of wine is this?
This is really expensive. It's $160 wine. That's a huge splurge for us. She saved it.
I know. I think it needs to open up more.
Okay.
I think it needs more air.
I'll be drinking it because I don't know how much time I have. Give me that $160.
You have at least 1 hour, so... Wow. Yeah, this is a weekly podcast where you're going to be up in 1 hour. This is Friday night turn up. The best thing about my mom breaking her leg was positive out of all this is if we didn't drive up to come see her, Heidi would not have had her first margarita in at least 3 years. Yeah. Since the last time she had a margarita at this restaurant, when she was trying to get a buzz on before she had to go into the mother-daughter experiment with her mom, and she was terrified.
I ended up drinking like half a bottle.
Well, because you bought a very expensive... I understand the logic. You're an accountant, you're a businesswoman, and you bought the most expensive bottle of tequila like in the world, and you were going to take it into the house with you. And then on the car ride there, you have the most expensive bottle in the world of tequila. You've already had some margaritas. It makes sense for you to have a couple little sips. It's all the way from Santa Barbara to Pasadena.
And Natalie Nunn and I were not getting along at the time, and I had the call that she was going to be there, and I knew it was going to be a showdown, and I was like, oh man, I love you, Natalie. Thank God we made
up. Why were you guys not getting along? Oh, after marriage boot camp.
After marriage boot camp.
You guys beefed up because she talked all that smack on Twitter about plastic surgery.
I think that episode she did.
Oh. Yeah, she's like, oh,
but
yeah.
But she was just being funny. And
that's not funny to make fun of people's surgery or appearances. Okay, no, I'm just
saying.
But
thank God.
We don't condone
that. We are friends now. So, yeah, that's the last time I drank a margarita, and I vowed it off, and I was throwing up all night, and it was disgusting, and probably the sickest I've ever been in my life. So,
and we've tried since.
And I've tried since, and I'm also like, I gag reflex each time. But today, I...
Oh my God, is toilet. It doing it all night?
Oh my gosh, there's a toilet that is screeching here.
Should I turn it off?
Yeah, maybe unhook it. Definitely shut the door. Check in on Gunner. Oh my gosh, there's a toilet that is screeching right next to where Gunner is sleeping. Not even a doorway. Oh my gosh, that's not good. That will wake me up all night, even though I'm awake all night. So I tried almost a week of no naps with Gunner because I thought, hey, maybe he'll sleep at night if he's so freaking exhausted. Nope. Didn't really work either. Then I just ended up with a really tired baby, more stressful trying to keep him up. Abby was like, sure, whatever you want to do. It's very challenging. I was like, I know, but I'm desperate. And then I had my friend Ashley Waller to send me a little thing about healthy melatonin that it can help babies sleep. But then my doctor said the children have to be 3 years old to try that. So he's a year away from that. But we took a little road trip up here today, which ended up being really fun. We took the BMW X7, first ever BMW X7, made Spencer want to have another baby.
Can I call my other sister and ask her why she wouldn't give us a heads up? There's a Freddy Krueger toilet that makes scary, screamy noises that will give you a heart attack. Can I call her?
Called a plumber today.
Yeah, sure. I would have gone on Google to get rid of that. Yes, shout out BMW, hashtag BMW partner, not on the podcast, not a spot, not yet. Yeah, this podcast could have gone so differently. Life is so funny because we were supposed to podcast after the episode and we would be so turned up right now off of 2 bottles of champagne. But what happened that night?
I had a meltdown.
Oh, from not the premiere night. Oh my God, yeah, you did. Heidi ruined our one good.
I didn't ruin.
Yes, you did. It was the Brat Freaking Daddy Crystals episode. We spent so much money on that party. We've been waiting to watch it on TV, and Heidi decides to have a Gunner no sleep turn. Freaking one of the meltdowns of the century, crying like, I'm a horrible mom. What did I do wrong? It's like, yo, can we at least do this after we see our business on TV? Because we've been doing this now for 21 months. I feel like we can pick tomorrow night. We got nothing on Tuesday night. So yes, that's why we didn't podcast.
Well, there's not a choice when you have a meltdown.
I know.
I clearly saw you couldn't turn it off. Have a meltdown. And it wasn't this meltdown of the century. I had been trying for a few days to have no nap with Gunner. So I am extra tired. I'm up all night. I haven't had my own naps in a long time. I'm dealing with Gunner by myself. Or not myself, but like I didn't have Abby and a lot for a few days.
I'm a single mother.
And no, I just
you
didn't
and Audrina
like,
should do a podcast, Single Mothers Club.
No, I mean, you know, I didn't have Abby there. Like I didn't have a break. I didn't leave. Yeah, I was exhausted. And then he woke up an hour after putting him down. And I was so discouraged because I've been trying this new tactic. I was so beyond tired. And yeah. I cried.
It always makes me so entertained that if we're not recording, I would have all these conversations with you. Not when we have a guest, that full disclosure, that I really stress about. Am I talking to this person for no reason? If Heidi thinks I'm not trying to, you know...
I don't know. You're distracted on your phone.
I am looking for your ads. I didn't memorize them like Caitlin Bristow. Shout out Caitlin Bristow. No, she definitely memorizes her ads. She's such a freaking superstar podcaster. But speaking of, we were supposed to podcast with her. She was going to come to the house. It was all set up for Thursday night for her podcast off the Vine. Maybe it would have been her other one was the drinking one that maybe she was gonna have us on that, and she got deathly sick, like had doctors come in Mexico, and I was like, did you drink the water? Because they say never drink the water, blah blah blah, and no, but she ate salads the whole time, and she thinks they wash the salads with it, so don't have salads in Mexico. I said, what was she thinking, Heidi? You get freaking tacos and guacamole and tequila in Mexico. Salads. That's why you don't go to these influencer houses for photo ops. I just realized listening to you talk is how thankful I am that we have this podcast, because one day when we're just living on the beach in Costa Rica and I'm over reading. I'm just going to play back these memories because it made me think of that book you do at night when you ask me, when my brain definitely doesn't work, what did Gunner do that was cute today? And I'm like, huh? And you're writing notes like that we're going to read that in 20 years and know anything off of that. So we should really always also put our Gunner notes in the podcast so we actually can listen to that.
That's a great idea. The cutest Gunner note today. Oh, first of all, this was such a hard day for Gunner. He is the best trooper. I look outside and he's going, oh, I'm like, oh my gosh, did he step on a bee? He was like pointing to his foot. I look around, the bee's crawling away. I check out his feet. I cannot see it anywhere. I thought I was allergic when I was little to bees, so I've been so terrified for him to be stung by a bee, but turns out I wasn't. So he's looking around, he's pointing to his foot, and he's like, ow, owie, ow, you know, and then I look all over, I don't see it. I come back like a minute later, and it was wedged in between his toes where I couldn't even see it. He was such a trooper, he didn't even cry. He was just pointing to his friend going, ow, ow, so, so cute. And then I put on ugly dolls for him to distract him so I could ice his foot, put it in cold water. So if anyone gets a bee sting for them or kids or anything, they say immediately soak your foot in cold water. And so it got a little other piece of the stinger out too, but he is such a trooper. Thank God he's not allergic. And then he had another spill today. We got to the beach. We only stayed here for like 10 minutes because we were trying to get up to Spencer's mom. And so he's running into the water. He loves the water so much. There's dogs around. He's like chasing the dog right on the water's edge. And it gets dizzy. Like if you've ever looked down on the waves crashing, it gets kind of dizzy with the sand moving. He got dizzy. He fell flat on his face and his whole side into the water. It was like washing over him. He didn't even cry. He got up and just started like a look of shock on his face. And then he just started running. Like, Spencer, how ridiculous was that?
His foot is definitely swollen. He's so much tougher than me. He got your genes because I cry for everything. And you're only cry if the sleep turn didn't work, which you're definitely stronger. Yeah, people are going to have to listen to this turn up because this is the hardest it's ever been for me to be quiet. But I don't want to wake him up because we don't have another day to podcast. Yeah, back to what I was saying. This podcast is so different than it would have been. And it's timing is everything. And it's such like a real thing when you know, and it's part of the game. Sometimes I need to vent and everybody else vents in the public forum. But just when you're emotional and people are saying and doing things, it's just so not true on shows. And then you have a podcast right after. It's so hard not to just go 100% in. But it's been a week. I've kind of calmed down. And we've gone on other podcasts and vented. Shout out the Lady Gang. Forgot I already did that. So on the Lady Gang podcast, I talked about how Brandon, who has been on our podcast, was so great, blah, blah, blah. But I talked about on the podcast that he told me that Brody told him that he's never allowed to talk to me. Don't ever, blah, blah. Who knows? Because Brody's so mad that Brandon ever had defended me and even talked to me because Brody brought Brandon on the show from Malibu, blah, blah, blah. So Brandon obviously kept talking to me, but then I was like, I wonder how long this will last for, because once he realizes that he has to see Brody in Malibu, which is a small town, all the time and have the same conversation, I was like, he'll probably switch. It didn't take more than 3 days until he goes on a different podcast and calls me a crybaby. And other things, they're just not acceptable. So obviously I blocked him on social media because I don't have the time, energy.
Well, he quoted that himself on that episode. He was like, if you're not for me and on my team and blah, 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 I don't have time for you. And he was referring to Brody. And he said on the show why you shouldn't be talking to Brody. Because
oh, like, so that's why I'm not talking to him, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, listen to your quote, because you did
Thank
say,
you, I'm going to quote you.
Like, I don't have time for people like that. I don't have shenanigans. But it was disappointing.
Because I was really a big champion for him. But a lot of people DM'd me that they did not like him on our podcast, and that he came out very cocky and just, like, arrogant and blah, blah. So I did get a lot, and I defend offended a lot of those people that DM me. I was like,
and he's young, and
it's so funny how people say that. Like, it's in the real world, 23 or whatever is not young. You know, there's you go in the military at 18. It's sure. like it's not. I'm just saying, 23. Like, it's, there's no excuses.
Yeah.
And he says he grew up so fast, and no, I'm not giving age. It's like, oh.
Well, we were pretty wild at 22, 23.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
No, it wasn't an excuse, but I can...
Yeah, well, we were also drinking red wine and margaritas. This guy's dead sober talking shit. Like, if you're going to talk some smack, at least tell me you had some drinks.
Yeah, and Spencer also said he hates the whole cast.
I know. Oh, I need to update that. I don't hate Jason Waller, Ashley Waller, Frankie, and Jen.
Or yeah, Drina.
I don't, but Drina, duh. I said in that on the podcast that from that interview, I said that Drina is the only one I like.
Yeah.
But I didn't consider that I was talking about the original. Oh, no. I just forgot. I blacked out. I got so excited. I think I had 4 shots of espresso. And full disclosure, Jason and Ashley went on a podcast that actually made me unfollow both of them. So hate's a strong word, but I'm kind of like, if you even acknowledge people that are out to get me, I make a point to be up in everyone's information so that I know that I never put myself where I'm, you know, and I make a point to like, oh, this person won't be here. Is this cool if I, you know, I'm so hypersensitive, which other people aren't, and they just let their publicist book them for things.
You can't have expectations on other people.
We're going to podcast this whole bottle away.
Not I, mate. I'm exhausted. You slept all night.
Well, all I know is the reason I don't need to work out anymore is because...
That's why. It's the snack bar that blocks fat when you eat it. Minus Cal's 30-bar subscription is awesome. It's perfect 1-month supply for your busy schedule. I know I'm really busy, and when I need something on the go, I take it. That's why you order now. Go to minuscal.com and use code Spidey at checkout to get 20% off your first order. Minus Cal's special ingredient is a natural blend of fermented tea extract sourced from organic tea. Minus Cal bars are high in fiber, high in protein, low in sugar, gluten-free, and all-natural peanut butter, chocolate, apple cinnamon. Yum. Gunner loves these. Even Mackenzie comes to her house and tries to take them because she's so busy that she needs these to eat. So, you know, for other people, they also have special ingredient tablets. Take one tablet before, during, or after a big meal to block fat from being absorbed into your system. This is the best thing ever. If you want a healthy substitute for your morning donut, Minus Cal has you covered. Go to Minus Cal, MINUSCAL.com and use code Spidey at checkout to get 20% off your first order. You better go now, Spideyans. I made that up.
But that's our new like
Spidey
army.
Yeah,
it's like a small little platoon.
It's me and you. It's Spidey.
Oh my gosh. What a life.
Hey guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Make sure to stick around after this podcast to get the latest headlines from the AP News Minute.
Just so funny that we were living in this house for 6.5-7 years. I thought the hills was done forever. I thought that life was so far behind us. We would leave this house once a year to do a show, to go to Big Brother, or to like go on a, you know, a mission, and then we would come back and rest up, and we'd have to like take us a year to like re-rest up because psychologically and everything in those shows are so crazy. And then we would just relax, and now we are fully back in LA filming the hills again with our son. Like, it's definitely such a crazy different frequency. I mean, in Santa Barbara, everything's like calm and slow, and LA is like fast, go, blah, blah, blah. I think like I even talk faster, I have to move faster. We have like Mackenzie coming through who moves a million miles an hour. We have like so many employees that we're dealing with. I'm getting tired just talking about.
You just gave me a real anxiety attack. Is that what that is? I just had.
No, it's just the reality.
I can't breathe. And he had an inhaler. Oh God, what happened?
Your prayers were answered. Spencer, the Hills are back, and you're back in LA, and careful what you wish for.
Oh, no. Be the wine. I don't think I ever prayed for anything where I didn't get to watch all my movies and shows and Netflix. Like, that is such a weird thing to, like, I watched a movie every night my whole life, and now all I watch is Curious George over and over again. And I don't even.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I watched every single reality show there was. I watched Dance Moms. I worked out for 2 hours and watched then. I would clean the house. We would have wine sitting here every night and watching reality TV and commenting on everything. I haven't watched all my reality shows in 2.5, however many years. I can maybe watch half of one a week or like one a week. It's very different.
It's a glitch in the Matrix. Speaking of, Heidi and I went and saw The Matrix 1 in 35mm in the theater the other night.
For 10 seconds.
At least we got to see him become the one.
So we were going to go on.
I booked these tickets months ago. Literally, I've been planning this for probably 4 months.
Yep. So I was putting Gunner in bed and I couldn't text him, and I said, I'm going to take an Uber because I had like a glass and a half, and I'm like, I'm not going to get a DUI. And so I was like, I can't drive. And he was like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I didn't think he left or anything. It was like 1 minute later I come out. I'm like, hey, I'm going to take an Uber. He's like, I already left. I'm like, you already left? What do you mean? It's just been like 30 seconds. I just put Gunner down. How do you even move that fast? Like, what the frick? I was going to take an Uber down. Then he comes up to the house. It's already 15 minutes in, and we're like, let's just go make some money. So we went up to Pratt Daddy headquarters and there, and then we went to Morpheus at the very end and when he became the one.
Did you just call him Morpheus?
I mean, what's his name?
Neo.
See, I didn't get to see the whole movie.
You know who Neo is.
But I was glad because...
What?
Because we have seen that movie a lot.
Oh my gosh. Well, on a very positive, with everything so insane going on, we had our record-breaking Pratt Daddy times almost three. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had 3 days that were better than months. It's a miracle. So thank you to everyone of the listeners. If you are one of those people that supported,
we've had our employees, they've chosen to work from like 9 a.m. some of them to like 11 p.m.
We have employees working 24. I have screenshots, McKenzie, just to like show McKenzie. Now there is Carlo. Carlo McKenzie are editing and post uploading photos at 4 a.m., 3 a.m. So they go for all night long to like 4 a.m., 4:30, and then they sleep till like 11, 11:30. How many hours is that?
What?
That's a shift. So they're on the night shift. And then they come in at that time, and then Ren gets in at like 6 sometimes, latest like 8, and then she works now till like 11 at night. I mean, I don't know, everyone.
And I keep telling everyone, I'm like, I don't want anyone to burn out. Like, everyone needs to take a day off. Everyone needs to make sure they're getting lunch breaks and like breaks and everything. And everyone's like, yeah, we're good, it's fine. I'm like, no, you all have to do that. So I'm trying to force Mackenzie to have a day off. I don't think she's had a day off in like months. I don't even know how long. She's the hardest worker. Everyone's the hardest worker, you know, so we...
It's so funny. It was like a movie scene. I said, you need to take a day off. And she's like, I'll take a day off when things chill out. And I was thinking to myself, well, as far as I'm out here praying and hustling, things are never going to chill out. They're about to get crazier. So now we've hired like 3 new employees. Couple full-time, couple part-time in the crazy days. Like, it's crazy. We have a squad at 2 Abbeys now.
And with all the stress and with everything, everybody works so well together. There's no drama. Everyone has the best attitudes. And then we bring in champagne or whatever to just celebrate. And it's so fun to have people that you love and that respect you and want the best for you. It's just like, what we have going on is so awesome right now. It's such a blessing. So, and we have the best material. I mean, right? Anyways, we have the best bracelets. We've been doing photo shoots each week with Abby's boyfriend, Alex, who is a huge photographer.
We almost bought a billboard this week. And then I was like, why would we spend all this money on a billboard when Brett Eddy is on television? Why don't we wait to get the billboard in Hollywood when the show's not on? So we were literally about to shoot Heidi Monday naked. You wouldn't see that she's naked because she'd be in a bathtub of crystals. Shout out Taylor Swift. And she was in diamonds, so it would have been different. We obviously would have said, thank you for the inspo, Tay. But
yeah. And then I was like, I'm not ready to be naked on Sunset. I'm not prepared for this. This is too much. Let's not do this.
So then she's like, what about just, it's like me wearing a necklace in my eye. And there's like a crystal in my eye or something. And then it's when I was like, go to bed. We're not doing it. It's over. It's like, I'm glad you're not in market PR for billboards.
No, that's not what I wanted. I wanted the photo that's up on my IG with the purple eyes and
that looks like we're selling Kylie eye kit.
Okay, well.
No, I'm just.
That looked like a billboard.
I mean, it looks like an amazing IG photo.
And we have a big week coming up.
What's the big week coming up? What are you talking about? What's coming up?
Well, I have to record my country song. I have to get Ariel's number.
That is more like a feature on his song. Like, that's too much his voice, in my opinion. I think you would have to sing the whole thing and have him maybe sing the hook. Because right now that sounds like I couldn't listen to that too many times. Because, yeah, he's a great country singer, but we're trying to market to Heidi fans. So you need to do his verses, and he needs to do the hook. Because right now you're featuring on his song. And it's
You know what? I'll ask him to write me a new song.
Yeah, because that song is, all right. You got a hit coming on TV. That's a fun song. Like, if you get a guitar out and you're like by a bonfire making s'mores. But
well, we have a photo shoot.
Forget that. Heidi is working with the songwriter that wrote freaking Body Language, Evan Bogart. Him and I have been messaging. Heidi's cracking her back, massaging her breast. I don't know what she's doing over here. Sometimes I think she just goes into a dream world.
I'm sore. My back hurts so bad. My boobs hurt. I'm sore. I'm tired. Freaking exhausted.
Welcome to the Makes Fatty Famous Game podcast.
Get another hat. I'm so glad we're staying here and not a hotel because it's so nostalgic being back in this house and it's really fun to be here. So I'm excited because Spencer did not want to come up yesterday because it was all just too fast and crazy and we thought that she had other help, but then it didn't. So it worked out that we ended up coming.
Which I thought she was going to be coming home this morning because she was messaging us last night like, I'm leaving at night. So I thought she'd be
like, come get her. I was like, okay, so we'll come get you.
I don't know. Also, it was hard to decide because it's like, do we go visit my mom in the hospital? Or, I mean, the original reality show is back and streaming now only on Facebook Watch. Make Spidey Famous Again is brought to you by MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. So that was what was keeping me kind of like, do we leave or do we just, MTV's The Real World Atlanta is the next true story of seven strangers picked to live in a house and have their hookups, screw-ups, apologies, fights, tears, voices, and lives streamed exclusively on Facebook Watch. It's the return of the first unscripted show in TV history that tackled gender, race, AIDS, taboos, life, death, addiction, connection, acceptance, and reality. And it's being reinvented.
It's my favorite show. I love this show so much.
How much do you love it?
I've watched almost every single season, and I love the challenge and everything like that. MTV's Real World Atlanta is an all-new reality experience with content dropping daily and new episodes every Thursday. Find out what happens when the next generation stops being polite and starts getting real. Again, in Facebook, click on the Facebook Watch icon and search The Real World on Watch. MTV's The Real World Atlanta, streaming now only on Facebook Watch. I love this show. I mean, this is the ultimate reality show. This is where everything has come from.
Well, that's why. Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's the one thing I just wish the Hills had more of, was what the real world like. Because with the Hills, you can, these liars, if you're not there getting confronted, or, like, I'm hearing lies going down right now that are like, or people are trying to make the narrative. And it's like, I'm not going to sit back and let lies. Like, we got paid so much on the first Hills that I didn't care what people were saying on the show. I would not play along with things in the press. I would apologize for things I didn't do, blah, 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 because you're getting paid so much. It's like, this is a miracle. Anything, like now especially, selling crystals, some are $20, right? Takes a lot of $20 to make over $100,000. And we're getting $100,000 checks every week for different things, every week. And now I know for grinding and all the work, energy, to sell a $20 item. Really, I'm glad I ate SHIT and played along. Like my dad used to say to me when I'd be like, they're making this up and that. And I didn't understand what he was saying back in the day when he'd be like, that's in, how much are they paying you again? And he'd say, well, I go to work on a Saturday for $60 teeth cleaning or whatever. And it's like, he kept saying that. And I was like, and I'm worrying about what people are saying about me on the internet. But now, they don't pay me like that anymore. So if they try to go with lies and spin things on me and put other people's like storylines and be like, oh, Spencer made that up or Spencer leaked that, I will air out everything. And then so that's it. I'm on a reality show. Everything needs to be real. And that's, I back that right now. It's real. But you start spinning things and trying to like change stories and adding scenes or something like that. Poof. Proud Daddy.
And you've come so far.
Oh.
Someone to want to reenact that and become like the new Lauren is not happening. You know, like the new breakout star or whatever. And you can't throw other people under the bus for your own situation. So yeah, and you're a father and you are a hardworking businessman and you are a great energy guru and you've overcome so much to be where you are. It's not, someone can't drag you.
Oh no, no. Lives. And it's, and here's the reality, in it's 10 weeks once the show's done airing, I'm gonna say everything on the podcast, but I'm gonna play along right now with everyone just so we can get caught up on the storyline, because obviously there, yeah, even how it plays out, no matter what, there's so much stuff I want to talk about in 8 weeks that, you know, just after we've got to watch everything play out, as you know, let the shows, we're ahead of where the audience is and they're still editing and putting everything together. So I can't wait to be able to, because we have to talk in each week, which is an interesting way to, yeah, you guys get it. We can't talk about the future because it hasn't aired yet for you guys, but it has for us.
It's so funny how much has changed from the end of filming, which was the original one in December, until now.
It's a new show.
How everybody,
this is like season three.
Yeah. How everybody left, like,
I have photos.
Right. To now, it's just, it's like, wow, the press tour really changed everybody.
I have photos and everything right before the press tour. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Press is crazy and attention. And here's the one thing that I am so thankful for. And I don't know who I was telling this to. Maybe my chiropractor, shout out Dr. Murray.
/therapist.
Yeah, /therapist. He's wearing a white coat and he listens very serious. And he does very smart things every now and then about what I'm talking about. And he listens. What I was saying is I'm just so thankful for PrattDaddy.com during the Hills, because it takes 99.9% of my brain. And if I focused on like fame and like that hustle and doing media and storylines and getting more fame, you will lose your effing mind, as other people I'm witnessing in the whole game, not just on the cast. But thankfully, when you're literally worrying about packaging and material and raw material and quantity and employees and their schedules, and I have two worlds. Every now and then they call me and they're like, oh, come do your ADR or your testimonials. And I'm literally like, what? And then I go in, I'm like, oh my God, it's like jumping in a freaking portal and appearing in another dimension, because my real brain is like success of the business, having the number one crystal business in the history of the world, having the best crystals, not keeping all the crystals, which today was a big moment. I sold a lot of my personal collection because we have no crystals for sale, thankfully. High class problem, but so that's just what I'm so thankful, because I would be on another planet going after people and just, but I don't care that much. I care enough. I care when I'm asked.
And you've done it. And that's what happened the first time, is all your focus,
yeah,
or a lot of it was on fame and success. And because we thought that could be
a business.
The way out. Yeah, the business. So thankfully, yeah, you do have this thriving business, and you're a father, and you have so much other stuff going on. So.
No, sorry to interrupt. Being a father turns me up even more. So that's actually like, because now I'm like, you're talking shit. You think, like, there's just, I would say that makes it even more intense of like, thankfully, it's just the business stressing me out, not like show stuff. Because if I was just show stuff and being a dad, like disrespecting me on TV, but son, my son's gonna watch this. Call me a crybaby.
Oh my God.
Oh God. What else has happened? There's so much happened in a week. I gotta keep saying this podcast. I need a thing for a second. I need to do a notes app. But every day we kept on going into the studio, like, oh, we're doing the podcast today. And then it was just.
Yeah, and it's one of our last weeks of filming, so that's coming together. I think that's going to have to be the difference if there is a season two of The Hills, is the 99% of our filming is going to have to be related to our crystal business, because we can't separate from it. Like, we had to separate way too much for filming the first round, and now we have to be at the business every day. Like, we are both at the office every day. We have to be there, so we can't let that take away from our business. Well, tomorrow we're going to take Gunnar to the beach again in the morning, which will be really fun. There's an awesome zoo here. Santa Barbara is such a good family place. So if you come here, I highly recommend the zoo. There's like a little train that goes around. You can feed the giraffes. The beach is great. Carpinteria is really cute. You can get some ice cream and stuff like that. State Street's really fun. It's definitely a really fun place to come and vacation if anyone's thinking about it. No, this is not one of our apps. But yeah, we have a lot going on. We have our first ever Pratt Daddy lookbook photo shoot coming up. We're flying a model in from out of town. It's going to be at our friend Katie's house. Thanks, Katie. I don't know if you listen to this or not.
I don't think she does. She's a fake fan.
Fake fan.
She's giving us. Yeah. No, but she posted a video on IG of her on the Cameo. So it's like, clearly, like the brand, you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I got my first in a long time offer for a club appearance. It's like, whoa, feeling young again, this girl. So we'll see how that comes together, which is really funny and fun.
No, that's terrifying, actually. This is, to be such a bad idea. I don't know what we're thinking about this one.
Okay, so maybe we won't do that.
How are you going to be in a club? Where's Gunnar going to be?
Well, that's what I was like, should I have my mom, or we have Abby, or you stay there with him?
You're going to go into a random club by yourself for an appearance. No, you're going to get kidnapped.
Oh, no, I'd have security. Big Joe's coming with me. You think Big Joe's letting anyone get by him? One of my favorite things that happens is when any Siesta Key cast members FaceTime us, which is mostly Big Joe, Juliet, and Kelsey. Was Madison there last time? I didn't see Madison.
So, sorry to interrupt you. I just got a notification, and this person wrote, what about blah, blah, blah's new song? Blah, 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 the name of it. Obviously, we know this person. Can I write back? Blah, blah, blah doesn't care about what I listen to. Like, freaking Charlotte Lawrence DMs me back, thanks me, tells me I'm her favorite. You know, like, I want to write back. She actually cares about. People are fascinating. I am so glad. I love myself. I really do, because I don't do any of this type of blah, blah, blah behavior out there. People are losing it. The internet, come on, get it together. I can play whatever music I want. You don't DM me saying to play somebody else's music. Sorry, side note. It's a problem with notifications, but I gotta make sure a lot of business is happening these days. My heart's pounding. I have way too much coffee. Heidi says I sleep, but I don't feel like I sleep anymore. I used to have uninterrupted sleep. Now I'm getting pointed at all night long. She's telling me to get things, do things, go check on this, go upstairs, go fill this up, close that door, open that door, double arm the alarm. Did you arm the alarm? Let that dog out. You slept all night long. I need to get a journal. So every time I'm not sleeping, I can write a note and a time. Maybe have her sign it because she's up and be like, okay, in the morning when you're yelling at me, when I have a tired face, why are you acting tired? You're tired? Oh, heard you snoring. Maybe I was joking because you don't let me breathe. Oh, you cleared your throat? Why do you have to clear your throat? Here's my favorite. I can't move in the bed. I can't move. If I move, it wakes you. I know why Gunner can't sleep, because she is the lightest sleeper ever. If wind hits her face, she's up. And so
I sleep in Gunner's bed 90% of the night.
What are you talking about?
I'm there till 4 in the morning.
You guys are in night. And out. You play. No, this is maybe once, in the last 2 days.
Once. I usually stay in there until.
Oh my God, he's been in our bed since Colorado. Whatever. All I'm saying is this: me sleeping all night, like in compared to you. Yes, I don't sleep even in the. I can't even compare you. There you go. You don't sleep. I'm just saying.
But I agree. You don't have good sleep.
That's what I'm. I'm just saying.
I know you're not well rested.
Thank you. That's all I have. So when you go, I've been up for 10 seconds, and I just, oh my God, you know, it's like, just want to roll here for a second. Oh, I will say, the second we get richer, we're getting a mansion and we're getting a live-in freaking nanny just for the morning, so they can play Legos. When Gunner is up, or the next kid, live-in nanny in the guest house or in the nanny's quarters or the assistant house, whatever we're going to call it. We're getting someone in the morning so we can just be in bed till 10.
Kristen Cavallari says, get a night nurse.
Oh, to do that whole thing. But the night nurse would get kind of beat that night nurse's ass. He'd be like, Mama, if he doesn't let me in there, yeah, there's no way. It wouldn't even happen.
No,
some kids.
Just joking.
I thought about it. I was like, where are these heroes? Is this at a station? What number do you call?
I couldn't.
Can they start tonight? Do they have them in Santa Barbara?
Is there a 911? 911 night nanny.
This sounds like a hotline. Oh my God.
I know. That's intense. I'm just trying.
But then
my
I
best.
Keep seeing
trying my best
these
here.
Parents with 2, 3, 4 kids, and I'm like, I really start thinking they're aliens. I'm like, you're not human. Let me see. You got gills or something. You're like from Waterworld. Or we just, shout out Gunner, he's an angel, but he could be a more, from what I've heard, he seems like a more challenging case of child. He seems special. It's no, my prayers.
He has such high energy. Like, he's not. He doesn't cry a lot. He's so tough, but he doesn't stop for 1 second. Like, it's crazy. That's why I think God TV is good for him, because it's the only thing that sits him down even for a few minutes, because he's just going and going.
And sorry to interrupt. Keep your DMs. I don't want to hear anything. Screen time, blah, blah, blah. Curious George is from God himself manifested. That little monkey is from heaven. Oh, sure, don't wake him up. So, okay, sorry to interrupt, but I have to stop people on the DMs, because this whole teach me how to parent in my DMs, I appreciate them, but just send them to yourself, because I don't care what you say about us parents, but I do know that when Gunner gets older, oh, where he lives, where you live, impacts who you become. So choose wisely with Apartments.com. Whether it's Hollywood, New York, or Crested Butte, Colorado, Apartments.com has the most listings for apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from. Live where and how you want with apartments.com. Go to the site and check out their custom search tools. If you have pets or want an easy commute to work, they can help you find what you want with apartments.com. What you see is what you rent. Your time is valuable. That's why they comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. They make home hunting a breeze. Visit apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world.
And change your life. I love apartments.com. Really, because sometimes I just like to look just to see what's going on in different places and locations. And
I actually was looking for a castmate for season two, God willing, if we get it, because she's going to need an apartment because, her living arrangement is probably going to be changing. Just saying. Spoiler, as Taylor would say that. What do you call those, breadcrumbs or cookies?
By the way, something we should discuss.
Oh, am I going to? I had somebody, when it's not for discussion, somebody said they would die if I stopped doing it. Heidi said, I can't play Look What You Made Me Do every morning, drinking my espresso, because Taylor doesn't own that master, and I should play one of her new songs. But
I did say that.
It's an energy, honey. I need that frequency. Mm. I'll play one of her new songs double as much.
Okay. I did watch some of The Bachelor. I got caught up. I binged watched like two episodes in a row. And I'm loving this season. I think Hannah is so cute and funny. I am loving the finalists that she has. I'm so glad that she's choosing Luke when all the guys are hating on him and not wanting him. It's like, well, maybe they're the most threatened by him. Who knows? But Peter's really nice too, and his family. So I have no idea who she's going to choose, but it's really good. I think it's one of the best seasons. I don't know. I think she's just really like fun and likable, and it's good. It's really good.
As you yawn during it, solid pitch. That's not an ad, thankfully.
Also, I got a little bit caught up on Southern Charm. And what I love about that show is there's drama, but it's funny. Like, they have funny moments in there. It's like an upbeat show. Like, she's got money. That's the intro song. She's got magazines.
Heidi has the album on iTunes, obviously. Make sure to check that out.
But I love that show. That's, I know we're on more of a dark drama, but I wish there was more funny parts in the hills, because I personally like that. Even the Housewives, they have crazy drama, but it's funny too. So maybe just no one on the cast is funny except you, but you're funny on it. I guess your testimonials are really funny. That's my favorite part.
Thanks, honey.
My favorite part of the hills is anytime Spencer's on.
Yeah, to be honest, thankfully my ego, like, it's, I only see me, and sometimes I see you, and then I'll see Gunner, and that's everything else just like static. But you know who I would like to get on the hills is Kanye West and Donald Trump, because if you saw them tweeting together about getting another rapper ASAP Rocky out of jail in Sweden for, you know, some bogus charge, that would make you laugh as hard as it did I today. How do we have our president of the United States tweeting to another rapper, with Kim Kardashian retweeting it about getting another rapper out of a Swedish prison? This planet is just, it's getting very,
it's a good
funny.
Deed. Get, get.
Speaking of, you know, this planet getting funny, and it made me think of Aliens. Shout out Tom Cruise. The trailer for Top Gun just dropped. And I think Tom Cruise is one of my favorite people ever. I know why he's able to recruit probably so many Scientologists, because if I were to go hear Tom Cruise talk and he was like, come with me, I'd be like, where are we going, Tom?
I know you love Tom Cruise. TC, we both love Tom Cruise. Well, I think ever since he gave you that shout out too on MTV after
bonus.
Show, he's like, Spencer, give Heidi that dream wedding. My, come on, Spence, or what do you say? Anyway,
he said my name out loud.
He's such a star.
He's such a star.
He is. He really, everything is so good.
We're going to rewatch Tropic Thunder and watch him play Les Grossman and do his dance. Playa.
We're going to watch that. We're going to watch Jerry Maguire. We're going to watch
so
Cocktail.
Many
We're
going to
watch Top Gun.
Watch.
I know, me too. There's so many movies I'd like to watch.
I went through it all. I even had a DM from somebody who's like, do you remember me? I used to work at the Blockbuster in Santa Monica. I'm like, yeah, I was there every single night for 20 years.
That's so fun that we used to have movie night. Like, that was such a fun thing to go and pick out the movie and get your candy there. It's almost like a mini movie theater. It's so crazy. The new generation won't ever have that experience.
Yeah, but you can watch more movies by not having to leave the house. Like,
I don't know, but it was like fun, and then it made stakes. Like, did you get the movie back? Did you rewind it? Remember when you used to have to rewind tapes?
I never paid. I'm like, I always paid them.
Oh my gosh,
whatever,
you would.
Of
yeah,
course.
Right. Ours always said, be kind, rewind.
Mine said, we will charge you if you don't run. I was like, great, charge me.
Oh my gosh, that's, oh, I can't even believe that. Of course I can. That is so funny. Very rarely left a movie unrewound and returned it.
Well, you're also, you throw away your popcorn and your candy and you drink in a movie theater, and I didn't know that was...
Everybody throws away their own popcorn and candy.
I honestly thought I was taking away people's jobs, because if there was nothing to clean after a movie, then the management would look to somebody that has one of those freaking... this is real. And they'd be like, we don't need three people to clean this theater. We'll just keep Joey or Joe, and we're going to fire the other two people because everyone picks up their stuff.
You just made this up. That's a lazy way to do it. It's not a restaurant. They don't come in and sweep it away. These are hardworking people who have to pick up soda and gum up before they even have to do.
I will take a full L on this one, because until I met you, that just blew my mind. And now I know why they have trash cans as you exit.
Like 100 of them everywhere. You like trip over them as you get out.
I'm not sure
everyone
knows this, but on the flip side, you also cut every line for a movie, which to me was embarrassing and just...
I did cut lines. Why are you trying to make me... Cause
I know, I'm just saying we each had
movie
etiquette.
You know what else
Spencer has done. You also had the worst
movie etiquette. You suck too. Anyway, Heidi's done... Become a tattletale podcast. Just shut your mouth, you tattletale.
Just go right in front.
You can tattle on yourself. I'm not telling on
myself. I was like, who is this girl I'm dating? She cuts the lines. Thank God.
That was wrong.
No, it was amazing.
It was amazing too, because you know what? We wouldn't have made it.
You saved a lot of movies for us.
And sometimes there was an out. There were like one empty line and one big line, and it's like, well, they're accepting tickets at both. Oh, anyways, it was wrong. Okay. What else have you done wrong? Oh, you know what Spencer's done.
Wait, there's got to be more.
You know what Spencer's done.
What have we done this week? We've done so much.
A lot of freaking work.
I feel like we do more in a day than we used to do in a year in Santa Barbara. I'm not even kidding.
Definitely.
I'm not even kidding.
Definitely. So, but it's such a blessing. And
no, I'm not.
I know. Just make.
Anyone still listening at this
just
point?
Just stating facts. Okay. Now I'm going to go to bed here.
No, I'm enjoying
I'm
talking
so
to you.
I'm so excited for Christmas. This fireplace just wants me to have Christmas. This reminds me of when I would have the fireplace on and be watching my holiday movies. Yeah,
stop,
I turn that fireplace
stop.
On so
I
much.
Know, stop.
I love this fireplace.
That's why I didn't want to come here. I didn't want to. I'm in the zone in LA. I can't get back in this frequency.
I know, but we had to come here.
So tonight, this really happened because... it's a podcast. You need this.
Oh my gosh. You need
this thing called a Zoom that has these two mics that we're using. When we got to Santa Barbara, we packed the Zoom. There was no SD card like you used for a digital camera to record it. So we're like, okay, when we go visit my mom at the hospital, we will then go to the Apple store, because we also didn't bring a card reader for the laptop to upload it to a Dropbox to send it to Steve to put on iTunes or whatever. So We go to the Apple store. I pull in front. Heidi jumps out. She's going to run in. I give her all the list of everything. The guy's blocking her at the door.
No, you, I had to knock.
No. Oh, you had to knock. I missed the knock.
It was locked.
Locked.
And the guy's looking at me
Yelp
like, go
said
away.
It closed at 9. Did you tell him that?
Yeah, he said, no, it's 8. And I was like, well, it's
tell
9.
Yelp. He's like, look on Apple.com.
And it was 8:02 or 8:03, and I looked at him. I'm like, please, there's a few other people in there. And he was like, no, they're all just getting stuff fixed. Our cash registers are completely closed. And I like quickly opened my phone and like shoved the cord. I'm like, look, it's just this little cord. Please let me in. He's looking at me like, this crazy lady who looks sleep deprived or like insane right now. I'm like, it's for my job. Please let me in.
It's for my job. You didn't tell me you said that.
It's for my job.
Did you say I'll get fired if I don't? That's what that guy said on that Dish Network.
No, he didn't. But he's like, okay, it's just one cord. I was like, and an SBDCQQ card.
That's probably why he said we don't sell those.
No, I showed him. I said the SD card for it. Anyways.
We don't have those.
Like, get the SCB1, SBCB432. I'm like, I don't freaking know. Just text it to me. This is too much. And he's like, you can't get it right. This is... Anyway, so I go in. They don't have the card. They just have the reader. Okay, so I have to walk away. So we get the reader, and then we go to CVS.
Oh, wait,
CVS.
No, I forgot to say, the Zoom's batteries are dead. Okay, so we're like, okay, we get batteries and hope CVS has the card.
So I go into CVS, and I get the batteries, but then all the cards say, like, SD543H, S354, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this is way too confusing. So I FaceTime Spencer. Gunner starts hysterically screaming. He's like, I'll just do it myself.
Mama.
He's like, oh,
mama,
you ruined it. I'll just
why
do it
did
myself.
You FaceTime?
I'm like, okay, whatever.
Send, you could have sent photos. I could have chose your photos.
So anyway, like, go in there. He goes in. He's like, it was.
So here's
like,
why I was telling all this. Ready? Because the one thing that made it all good is next door to the CVS in Carpinteria, California, Little Caesar's Pizza.
It was glowing.
And Gunner's eyes saw this glowing freaking pizza side. And I was like, Gunner, the hot and ready extra most bestest pizza is right there with extra cheese and the most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price. Just got way cheesier. And if you're thinking that we stuffed the crust, oh boy, did we stuff the crust. There's 3 feet of cheese in that crust before cooking.
Yum.
The extra most best is stuffed crust pepperoni pizza for only $9. Now there's even more to love about Little Caesars. Come on in and pick up the extra most best is stuffed crust pepperoni pizza today or order it on their app. Only $9 and only at participating Little Caesars locations. Plus tax for applicable.
It looked plain.
Of extra cheese and most pepperoni, all at the nation's best price, is based on comparison of the following pizzas for the top 4 national pizza chains: Little Caesar's, Extra, Most Bestest Pizza, and the other 3 pizza chains: large, round, standard menu, one topping pepperoni pizza, sold at everyday menu prices.
It did look like
so
glowing.
If you're ever in Carpinteria, you can be in as happy as Gunner was when he saw his favorite pizza. It's literally in the corner. Little Caesars next to CVS. Is that Casitas Pass?
Yeah. So it was amazing.
For $9, go do that.
Because he had a hard time eating today. He just had smoothies.
Ready for the best part of the story? I didn't know which car we needed either. Thank God I learned a long time ago.
Like, I should know.
No, I didn't know. It said, send me
it's
a photo.
SD.
There's different things that say SD.
No, I don't know.
I didn't go to freaking computer school. So I bought all the ones they had. And when we got here, we kept trying and trying. And hopefully this one is working. And we are podcasting finally. Here's the funniest part. We're going to upload this podcast. And then we're going to have to do another podcast on Monday. But
yeah, I think Steve's like, can you guys start coming in? I think Steve's I got
like,
that email.
They keep on like, hey, which day can we lock in?
Like, none.
Steve, 2 hours to get to Beverly Hills. I don't even get to go potty anymore. Gunner just banging on the door.
It's so cute how much he loves you. Gunner doesn't want me in the room or anywhere with them. It's like just Spencer and Gunnar. And I don't understand because sometimes I'll be gone and then he's like more clingy to Spencer. And then when I'm there, he's more clingy to Spencer. So it's just a Spencer phase. But when we were both there in Colorado, he became clingy to me. So I'm like, oh, man.
So we got to go back to Colorado?
So yeah, that's probably what it is. He likes that vibe with me.
Maybe because you're so much happier in Colorado. He's like, hey, mommy.
I feel like I'm happy everywhere.
There's nowhere here as happy as Colorado. You're like a freaking fly around Colorado.
I know.
It's you just tried to say things. You're happier everywhere.
No, I said I'm happy everywhere.
Yeah, you can't even compare. You're like, Connor, look at that mountain. Connor, look at that tree. Connor, look at that leaf. Connor, touch the dirt. Connor, breathe that out.
Well, my point is, when he was with both of us full time, maybe that's
He doesn't. So you're saying you have better energy than me. So much the other night.
So you're saying you have better energy than I have, and that's why he wants to be with you.
No, I was just trying to figure out the difference between why you'd be more attached to you and Clara. Maybe
because we were both there with him. Like, neither of us left him. You know, so maybe when we're both there, he has more of an option to be with me, but then when we separate, I don't know, he wants you more. I don't know.
He's with you all night long, though, so I feel like he doesn't feel like he sees me for those.
That's not like shutting me out of rooms. It's so funny, he'll go.
He thinks shutting you out of rooms is playing games with you, though. He thinks he's being funny, not me.
Yeah, but sometimes he gets upset. Like when
because you're not playing his game.
No, because he doesn't want me there.
I disagree. I think he does.
Like when you put him to bed and he like kicks me off the bed.
Yeah, and then he waits for you to do your pop out the door game. So you sabotaged yourself.
No, but sometimes he gets upset that I'm on the bed. It's not
until
like, oh,
the
go
second
hide.
You stand up and go, and then he's screaming, "Mama, mama, mama!" as they're trying to climb out. So I'd agree with you if he. When you got out of the bed and went behind the door, if he then let me redim and cuddle with me like he did with you. But no, he cries hysterically. And then when you pop out, he smiles and laughs. So it's just like it's like hiding a sea kind of grand scale.
Yeah. So we've decided we're going to go to Costa Rica with Gunnar. Because he loves monkeys so much. And we have a photo of a monkey we took when we... went to Costa Rica, and every time he points at it, and he's carrying this photo around with this monkey.
He carried.
Yeah, he put his baby doll on top of. I recommend for boys, girls, any kids to get them a baby doll. It's so sweet. Even if they just carry it a little bit, it like gives them that nurturing. It's really sweet.
Who told you to do that?
Sky, my little brother, had a baby doll when he was younger. And I got the idea when I was talking to Ashley Wall about how much Delilah loves her baby doll. And I was like, why don't I have one for Gunner? There's no reason I shouldn't have one for Gunner. And it's so cute. It's just like a little stuffed animal. So anyways, if you don't have a baby doll, I recommend getting that. But he put his baby doll on top of the monkey photo and was carrying it around everywhere. And I can't wait for him to see a real monkey.
So we're going to Costa Rica.
So we're going to Costa Rica.
The Four Seasons, Papagayo, Costa Rica, Instagram, whoever's running that. If you're listening to this podcast, yeah, you need to DM me back because I'm an influencer and we need our old rates from back when we were famous.
You know who else didn't call me back?
The Biltmore Four Seasons.
What was her name? Emily.
What was her last name?
Less something.
That's in my notes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me
Larkin. Emily Larkin.
How can you have a job? It's like
at least
they don't know what your opportunity. She just could have missed filming for MTV The Hills. You're trying to set that up, see if that type of stuff when what was her name? Emily Ploucher.
Oh,
Biltmore, San Barbara. I thank you for reminding me. These people that are don't return phone calls.
That's a common.
That's your job. You're in marketing, you have almost, I mean, you have, I'm not even going to start dropping numbers for like your poll. Biltmore Four Seasons didn't want millions of snap views. Millions. That's if you're a Pratt Daddy and didn't respond to somebody who wanted to literally promote your place of business for millions of views, I'll be like, maybe you're not the right job.
Also, speaking of Snapchat, my thumb hurts so bad from Snapchat. and from using my phone so much. I know I'm using my pointer.
No, but you don't have to push so hard. Oh, okay. I'll get you a pop socket.
Yeah, because then I hold it like this instead of wrapping my thumb around.
Oh, that's what it is. I thought you keep meaning because you're pushing the circle too hard.
No. Because when you have it this way, I hold it this way.
Maybe that's why my thumb now with the new...
Yeah, you don't have pop socket.
All right. We're making Pratt Daddy pop sockets.
Yeah. It should just be like a crystal on the back or something.
I'm ordering them right now. On the.
We should put an actual crystal on. But I guess it might.
Ordinary.
Has to be something flat. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get going to bed here because it's really late. It's like 11:30 or later, and I'm going to be up a lot with Gunner. So I need to get going here. And we have to wake up early and go see your mom in the hospital again.
Why do you say early?
Yeah, well, she has physical therapy. She has like a busy schedule.
Oh, so
we're going to
get up earlier than 5 a.m. tomorrow?
I'm saying early because who knows what time Gunner's going to get up to.
No, that's what I'm... So we're getting up earlier than 5 a.m.?
No, no.
Because I feel like every morning you are like praying to God. You can pretend like he's asleep for an hour at 5.
Yeah, sometimes I have luck rocking him. I'm usually up with Gunner in the morning for about an hour or two before Spencer wakes up.
What are you...
Because he starts...
But you're still in bed. You make me go upstairs with him at 7.
Because I've been rocking him.
I know, but I would rather rock...
For 2 hours.
I'd rather rock in bed for 8 hours and be in bed. I wish he would cuddle with me and let me rock him.
I would love to sleep those 2 hours straight and then get up.
I just like to be in bed. I could be in bed.
Okay, I would love to be... My ideal, this is what would happen. I would love Gunner to go to bed at 8 o'clock at night... Sleep the 12 hours like normal kids, and then I would love to be up with him. Actually, I could even get up at 6 with him. I would love to be up in the morning. I'm missing those mornings. It's really hard. That's his best time of day. I want to be there with him. I'm going to try not to cry right now. But I'm missing the mornings. I don't want to have to sleep. I'm just so desperate and so tired.
It's an hour and a half.
I know, but that's one of his best hours and a half. And when his imagination is working and he just woke up and he's so fresh and there's so much fun, exciting things to do. And, you know, it's like I want to be there for that magical time for him in the morning. It's really hard to miss that.
Well, I won't complain about it anymore. I'm so thankful and honored and blessed that I get to watch the sunrise with him.
Yeah, it's been a lot for me to even ask you to get up, but I'm just so desperate for even a little more sleep at this point. But it's just hard to
be a zombie.
Yeah. It's really hard. But I love every second of it. You know, I love this age and I love being with him. And I'm just like, why couldn't he just be one of these perfect sleepers? When people say, oh, it's just a perfect sleeper, I'm like, oh, well, what have I done? I don't know. It's just born that way. Right, Lady Gaga?
She's not listening.
Girl, come on. You know you're listening.
She's at the bank counting money.
Who knows where she's at?
I don't want to go, but it's the only time I get to talk to you.
Especially with like no computer in front of us. We have two microphones with the longest wires you've ever seen. I feel like it looks like the Matrix bugs that like come in the ships, and a little metal thing in between that they're attached to. And so it's really like Spencer and I just sitting on the couch talking.
It is not really like...
Welcome to the couch. We just call this Spidey's couch.
This is how we get to spend time now. You know what I mean? It's like it's when funny. You talk in the cups with the rope.
Yeah. I loved those. I loved all kinds of walkie talkies.
Oh my gosh.
All that stuff was so fun.
Oh, we made it.
We made it. I'm so happy to be here right now. I really wanted to come up.
I am and I'm not.
I know.
I'm torn.
I know.
It's kind of like a tease.
Like
this is like my safe. I felt so safe and
me too.
Relaxed here. And now I feel like I'm in the Tasmanian devil's grasp, spinning around with him every day in the cartoon from Wile E. Coyote. Just running really fast.
I know. It's a lot more intense. It's so easy to be like more spiritual and zen here, because I've had a hard time being like, oh, I feel less spiritual and I feel further away from God. And the reason I feel that way, first off, is because I don't have as much time to spend with God. Like, I used to pray and read my Bible at least an hour every day. I would listen to, like, I'd watch Joyce Meyer at least once a day. Like, that was just so much more on it. And now I'm just so busy that I haven't had time to be that way. And we're in a really hard industry where people are talking smack about you and attacking you and wanting drama with you on camera and wanting to get press off of saying negative things. And so I'm torn with not lashing out back, but wanting to be able to stand up for myself and going back and forth of what's right and what's being a good Christian and a good mom. And it's just been like a lot of intensity. I'm like, oh, we used to just sit here and listen to the ocean. I'd be like, thank you, God. You know, it's like, it's just so different. And it's like, but that's where I'm supposed to be right now. And I've trained here to be this zen. I feel like we were meant to live here for so long to rest up and to be able to go back and fight the good fight. And I know it's not my fight, that it is God's fight, and it's not necessarily against flesh and blood. And there's a lot of different factors and energies and things going on. So it's like, all right, I just can't fight this battle on my own. You know, like, gotta turn it over to God and figure out what to do. But it's like being in that desert in the Bible for years and then having to go into the promised land and fight the fight for the land. But it's all worth it in the end and great, but definitely in like battle mode.
All I know is I can't feed hummingbirds anymore.
No, that's not true. You just got two. You got three.
I know, but I used to get them all day long.
Oh, but you're back. You're back. No, you just got three. That's so many. That's more than most people get in their whole lives.
I used to get them all day. What shifted? And then I just went outside. They're all the stars. And I used to be able to say, God, show me a shooting star. And I'd see a shooting star instantly. Yeah. And I stood out there for so long. And I was like, God. Hey,
my God.
check, what do? Okay. I'm twisting my neck a lot. It's getting sore. Then I started telling myself, like, you know what? This is an infinite universe, multiverse, whatever. He could be stuck in traffic, or she, or however God wants to identify today. And, yeah, that was hard for me because I used to be able to see them so easy. Shooting star, and I'd see it. And I stood out there. Nothing. Between that and the Hummers. My aura's all jacked up. I'm going to take a sage bath. Oh, I love people DM me. They're like, sage isn't from God. I'm like, God made the freaking sage. God made fire. God made things that can burn. I'm not waving the sage and going insane devil shit, boy. Like, I'm just setting in positive intentions. Like,
it's like if you're going God also didn't make
judgment.
Medicine. Like, do you take medicine? Like, yeah. Well, God didn't make any of that.
Back to crystals,
but he gave
too.
People the brain to make that to help people. So it's like, well, if you're going that route, you could just die from a common cold these days.
So
like,
stay out of my DMs with that also. It's like, when did Earth become like everyone message everyone?
It's just so crazy.
I would
it's
never
mental.
Message somebody I don't even know
I
and
even
be
message
like,
my friend
hey.
That.
You know, you shouldn't have your kid eat a banana in the market. It's like, you shouldn't have internet access.
All right, I gotta go.
You shouldn't have Wi-Fi. Somebody take your data plan from you.
I gotta go. To
so,
bed.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry it was so quiet, but we're trying to keep the miracle dollar asleep.
It might be a nice change for people because it has been so intense. Maybe we just need like,
oh, I bet we lost all our original listeners. These are new people coming in.
Run.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a battlefield out there. We have people literally every day. All I do is have people just trying to take us down, sabotage us, when life is so funny because for the last 7 years, nobody cared about anything to do with us. Nothing.
Or what you said.
What we said or anything or who said or wanted anything from us, expected anything. It's like, oh, this TV and clout and money are so wild.
Well, God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Check out PrattDaddyCrystals.com. Lots of new awesome stuff up there.
Everything and is all ready for this because the lady gang, I'm not going to say they bullied me, but they pressured me to do a promo code, secret one for the lady gang. So if you listen to this before Tuesday, what's today's date? So tomorrow is Saturday, 20th, just before Tuesday. Today's July 19th. You do the math. I didn't do math in school. I got a calculator. We don't really do codes. You don't even have enough product to do codes. They pressured me. I was outnumbered. 3 power women. Code? What's the code? I was like, 20%. 20? 25? 25? So use the code LadyGang or LadyGang25. One of the two definitely works for 25% off. BradDaddy.com just until Tuesday because they've had it a week. I'm sorry. I was pressured. I was scared. They're intense. It was in their studio, too. They locked me in. Thank you. And please rate a nice, lovely comment. And a 5-star. It's very helpful. Stay blessed. We love you.